Weather forecasting. AI can make it a bit less cloudy. By Ted Alcorn in the Wall Street Journal. Amy McGovern is one of those rare people who moved to Oklahoma for the weather, which isn't to say she personally enjoys the tornadoes that regularly tear through the state or the routine pummeling of golf ball size hail. "I'm on roof number 3 in 3 years," she laughs. But that severe weather is her reason for coming. A computer scientist who formerly worked in robotics, she was recruited by the University of Oklahoma's School of Meteorology. And last fall, with $20 million from the National Science Foundation, she launched one of the country's foremost institutes applying artificial intelligence to weather and climate. AI is already making existing prediction methods more efficient and contributing to increases in the speed and accuracy of forecasting. And it shows promise for tracking the paths of severe weather like tornadoes and hail with greater precision. The technology isn't going to replace traditional weather forecasting, but rather augment and strengthen existing methods. Boosting efficiency. Since the beginning of modern weather forecasting in the 1950s, meteorologists have primarily relied on numerical weather prediction, mathematical models that simulate the world and atmosphere. In the pursuit of an ever more detailed rendering, today's models incorporate about 100 million pieces of data each day, a level of complexity comparable to simulations of the human brain or the birth of the universe. For decades, this has produced steady improvements in forecast accuracy. But in recent years, the proliferation of Earth observation satellites, as well as new sensors, like the air pressure monitors in billions of mobile phones, have outstripped scientists' ability to integrate them into weather models. And even crunching a fraction of these data has demanded exponential increases in computing power to make timely predictions. The latest artificial intelligence techniques work in a fundamentally different way from older techniques by training neural networks on this deluge of data rather than on the laws of physics. Instead of using brute force computation to forecast weather based on present conditions, these networks review data on weather from the past and develop their own understanding of how conditions evolve. Rudimentary AI techniques have been applied to weather and climate for decades, but recent advances in deep learning and greater access to computers capable of running them have enabled a swift uptick in research. AI techniques aren't being used to generate forecasts on their own, at least not yet. That is partly because traditional methods are quite good. 2 weeks ahead of the winter storm that clobbered Texas in mid-February, the Fort Worth office of the National Weather Service began advising that unusually cold weather was on the way, and by a week out, many models were estimating its intensity within a few degrees. Another challenge for AI is that it is best at predicting patterns that are common among data it has trained on. But weather matters most when it is extraordinary, such as the Texas storm, which tied for the coldest temperature since 1899. Just because AI hasn't replaced traditional forecasting methods doesn't mean it won't quickly alter them. However, current weather prediction is already so intensive in terms of computing power that it can run only on the world's fastest supercomputers, and scientists continually try to push the limits. Machine learning techniques can reduce power usage by emulating parts of global weather models, but with simpler computations and less power, and little change in accuracy. Said Bukahara, principal scientist at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration Center for Satellite Applications and Research, thinks those gains will be significant. For certain computers, it could be 10 times more efficient to 1,000 times more efficient. For instance, the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecast currently simulates the globe as a grid of squares that are 9 kilometers on a side, roughly 5 miles, and stacked 137 layers up into the atmosphere. Deputy Director Pete Bauer says each step in detail requires an exponential increase in electricity. The center's newest supercomputer will consume as much power as 6,000 households. He and his colleagues are approaching the limits of what they can afford or justify, he says. Closer to home, researchers see promise for AI in narrower applications. For example, in using machine learning to create hyperlocal forecasts that are more relevant for the people receiving them. Even the best global models of weather are simulated at spatial resolution of several kilometers, so they may accurately predict rain in your county, but don't do as well predicting rain on your block. Researchers say deep learning may allow us to downscale from that coarse geography to finer detail forecasts by supplementing weather forecasts from conventional methods with details such as topography in order to interpolate how broader weather patterns will be realized at specific locations. Machine learning may also prove crucial for accurate nowcasting, short-term forecasts computed at a rapid speed that isn't feasible for traditional methods. Last spring, a pair of scientists at Google Research showed that without any physical laws explicitly encoded into them, deep neural networks could predict rainfall in the next 8 hours better than other state-of-the-art models. Governments and big businesses have noticed the potential of AI. Last October, the NOAA and Alphabet Incorporated's Google announced a partnership to explore how machine learning could help the accuracy more effectively use satellite and environmental data. This January, the Federal National Center for Atmospheric Research invested $35 million in a new supercomputer with architecture more suitable for the latest AI techniques. And both NOAA and its counterpart, the European Center, have recently published strategies for incorporating artificial intelligence into their work. But some leading researchers are cautious about overpromising. Stefan Rasp is no naysayer. He co-wrote one of the earliest studies showing that AI could efficiently emulate certain aspects of forecasting, and artificial intelligence is even in the name of the startup where he now works as a senior data scientist, Climate.ai. But as he sees it, much of the continuing research is in the proof of concept stage. Having successfully applied AI to simplify data sets, but with few examples of actually improving weather and climate forecasts. He thinks it may take a decade for the field to determine where AI can be useful and where it cannot. If you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And I feel that is what we're doing at the moment.